Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Y'all, this is entertainment news you can't build a wall around. Now, our girl Portia Williams is out today, but sitting in is our friend to the room for Real Housewives of Atlanta, Eva Marcel's in the building.
Hey!
And in the land of calm palm trees and cool weed, we got Heidi and Frank.
Oh, yes, it's wonderful.
What's up, Atlanta? Welcome, Eva.
Hello, hello.
Well, later, would you take relationship advice from Oprah? And Gail? Plus, the Celebrity Big Brother cast list was leaked, and some of these names are pretty crazy. But first, Brad, what's going on?
Well, let me tell you, Headcrack. The richest man in the world, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, has just announced he's divorcing his wife, Mackenzie.
Oh, no.
After 25 years of marriage?
Oh, my God. What tramp got him?
Oh, Lord. Well, according to Bloomberg, Jeff is worth $137 billion. So this divorce could be the largest settlement ever.
Oh,
and like
God.
Life history.
So I'm going to take my $68 billion, and then you take your $68 billion, and then we're just going to go our separate ways.
Do you think they had a prenup? That. Because she was with him back when, you know, Amazon was just an online bookstore. So do you think that they had a prenup, or he actually
imagined
it?
Probably not.
There's probably not a prenup.
Yes, you got to look back at what Jeff Bezos looked like way back before he became rich. He was like this bald, spindly, kind of like a nerdy guy that would own an online bookstore. And now he's like
a bald, spindly online guy who owns everything.
Right. So she's going to look back and go, I was with you then.
So, Heidi, would you cross over, honey, and get some of those coins, honey? Or you just stay like,
oh, you mean, would I leave the ladies to go be with Jeff Bezos for 68 minutes? I don't know.
No, I'd leave the ladies to go to Jeff Bezos.
Heidi, I like your chances with Mackenzie.
Right. Now, here's the thing. This is so much money that it doesn't even matter as far as prenup goes. You have more money than you could possibly spend. Right. I think, you know, most people stay together because they have to, maybe financially.
Yeah,
they can't afford to get a divorce. I think the only people who actually play the lottery are people who want to get divorced. Because once you win, you're out.
So last time cynical. I saw him, he had that big check. I never saw him again. Well, so in a couple weeks, the second season of the U.S. version of Celebrity Big Brother is going to start. And we know Big Brother loves to put on a great big mix of celebrities just to stir up the drama, right?
Yeah.
So the rumored cast list has been leaked. Would y'all like to take some shots? Who might be in there?
Oh, my God. Well, after last year, you know, last year, Celebrity Big Brother with Omarosa.
I was kidding.
I'm a huge fan of Big Brother and Celebrity Big Brother. So this year, they really got to bring somebody out.
Well, they are bringing some heat.
Okay.
You know, from I Love New York and Flavor of Love, you got Tiffany New York Pollard. She's going to be there.
What? Okay, she'll bring some drama. Yes,
she will.
Damn, Dolly. Look at that.
You know, the Missing Spice member, former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer is going to be up in there. Olympian reality star Caitlyn Jenner is going to be in there. Making the bathroom situation interesting. You also got singer Aubrey O'Day.
Oh, man, drama.
Wasn't she dating one of the Trump?
She had an affair.
She had an affair with the Trump.
Oh, this is going to be good with Sean Spicer then.
That's right. Yeah. And what if I told you we had the coolest Baldwin in the house?
Who? Alec?
Nah, we got
Billy.
Steven.
You didn't give us Daniel, you gave us Steven.
Steven's cool now because he's the father-in-law of Justin Bieber.
Right. But there's more. God. You also got Lindsay Lohan's mom, Dina Lohan, and you got, eager to win Olympian, Tonya Harding.
No! Oh!
Is celebrity in quotations?
Oh, okay.
My goodness.
I'm setting my TiVo now.
Now. You still have TiVo?
Yeah.
You need TiVo for this list of celebrities.
I got some things I don't know how to transfer from the box.
Oh, I don't even know what I'm more excited for, if it's the show or watching, like, Caitlyn Jenner and Aubrey O'Day get ready for the day every day.
Oh, that takes it longer.
Right, yeah.
In New York, Tiffany Pollard lives her mind on people.
You did?
She's gonna curse people out.
Yes,
okay.
Baby.
This is the second season. You would figure they'd still be able to pull some bigger celebrities. I mean, Dancing with the Stars started out with some bigger celebrities and it got downhill. This is like Dancing with the Stars, but instead of dancing, we're just watching people we don't care about talk to each other.
Exactly. All right, so you guys know I love Oprah. I've loved Oprah for years, and now the very first episode of the new show. Of the Oprah Magazine's new show, The OG Chronicles, is out. It is Oprah Winfrey. I know. Oprah Winfrey, her BFF, Gail. And it did come out, and a lot of people are thinking maybe they'll give some business advice, or maybe they'll give some advice on what's your favorite dish to cook. But oh no, many people didn't expect Oprah and Gail to talk about this. Take a look.
My husband and I are newly empty nesters. We've been together a long time that I feel like we need to spice things up. Any suggestions on how to keep the excitement alive in a long-term relationship?
Once I tried this is so many years ago, and I got the whole negligee thing, and I'm standing at the stairs when he comes in, and he literally comes in, Stedman, walks right past me and says, what are you doing?
I got one better. Wrap myself up with Saran wrap.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. When I was married, put on the trench coat, he came home with ta-da! And he went, what is that? So that's not good for your ego. So what's our question, what's our answer, Oprah, about spicy?
Okay, well, I'm sort of with Gail's ex-husband. What is the Saran wrap? I mean, the trench coat's cool, be naked underneath, but what's the Saran? You want to look like a leftover?
Freeze me.
I love it.
I can't imagine. I mean, for you ladies, if you were standing at the top of the stairs, like Oprah said, and you're in your negligee, and your man walked by you and said, what are you doing? You'd remain with that guy. He doesn't see you as a sexual being at all. He's like, he sees you just as a fancy lampshade.
It would be tough to get over that, but yes, she's been with Stedman, I mean, over 30
years. 100
years. Yeah, a long time.
But I don't know if I would take love advice for them just because they're rich. But I wouldn't take love advice for them for love advice.
Oprah is like the wizard at Wizard of Oz. She is the all-knowing. I will take automotive advice from Oprah. I will take any advice from Oprah.
Well, don't take advice from Gail, who says, well, when I was married, I did this. Well, if you were married, then why am I taking advice from you?
Yeah, like, okay. How long was it from that Saran wrap incident to the divorce?
To the divorce.
Well, a while ago on Dish Nation, we told you about the first nude restaurant that opened up in Paris. But unfortunately, we didn't get to Paris in time participate because the restaurant has been forced to close its legs and its doors.
Good.
Oh.
Yes, 15 months after opening due to lack of customers.
Well, yes, here's the thing.
I wonder why.
I mean, I think... And we may have said this the first time around. A great diet plan, really, no matter what shape you're in, you want to lose 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 50 pounds. Take all of your clothes off, sit in front of a mirror on the floor, and eat. And you'll put your utensils down very quickly because you see yourself. You're like, look at my belly and my... It's a great diet plan, so no one's going to go to this restaurant because it's like, I don't want anyone to see me eating while I'm naked and I got my bloated belly.
Now, is this guy in the picture, is he the waiter? Are the waiters also naked? Or I thought the patrons were only naked.
No, the waiter's too. He's a waiter.
I mean, I'd be embarrassed if I was him, because they only needed one pixel to cover up his actual dress. See that? It's all shadows and that one.
First of all, if I went to this restaurant, or if, you know, it has to be mandatory that you get Brazilian waxed or something. Okay.
Well, this restaurant will work, but it has to be in the right place. Like, you can't put this next to, like, Waffle House on the main street. Okay?
But I would take a mate. I mean, I would go with a girlfriend, but I would not go with one of my friends. If I was in a relationship, we would never go. But I would take... Brad or Eva there, we could go sit
down
all
day. We can't go there because I'm not taking my clothes off.
Right?
They probably just had too many employees. They had
honey,
the
I would turn too many people on, honey. They would have to shut the restaurant down. Okay, y'all, up next, Nicole Kidman reveals how and when she knew her hubby Keith Urban was the one. Stay tuned. Dish Nation.
Hey, Crack, you know who's scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Well, you or any of our viewers don't need to fear the IRS.
And why is that?
Well, listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
That's right, free. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop the added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Well, child, I feel relieved already.
Right. So to all our viewers, see what new programs you qualify for. Time is limited. This information is free. The consultation, free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Now give it to them again here, Craig.
Don't mind if I do. 1-800-506-5803. I got y'all. It's 800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 800-506-5803. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Now, everybody has that moment when they realize that this is the person I want to spend the rest of my life with.
Aww.
Yeah, so touching. In an exclusive interview with People Magazine, Nicole Kidman revealed how she knew Keith Urban was the one.
What'd she say?
Well, the actress said, it was my 38th birthday, and he stood outside with gardenias at 5 a.m. on my stoop in New York. That is when I went, this is the man I hope I get to marry.
Really?
And that's not all. She also said he whisked her away on a motorcycle and took her to Woodstock.
Oh, she probably really liked that because she seemed crazy and wild like that, especially after dating Lenny Kravitz.
Why was she awake at 5 a.m.?
You know, she's from a different country.
Playing music and smoking weed, probably.
Yeah, word. Yo, but she said Keith Urban laid it on super thick. You know, because he's from Australia, so they probably have a whole different Matt game.
He's probably a hopeless
from
romantic.
Down under.
Yeah.
Kangaroo style.
Make it come right on back.
Listen, I don't care how old you are and how many kids you have. Every woman and every person, I think, loves love. And, like, sometimes that sappy, serendipity type of love. That is so cute.
Yeah,
I love
especially
it.
With gardenias.
Yeah, I can smell. Can't you smell the gardenias?
I can smell them right now. Mm. The beautiful white gardenias.
Yes.
Are those heart flowers to find or something?
Yeah.
No, they just smell
cheap.
Yummy.
They don't sell them at the grocery store.
Okay, no, they don't have them at Kroger's.
What about Costco? Well, whatever Keith Urban did, it worked. They got married a year later in Australia. And, you know, and the crazy thing is, like, it's hard for you to just look at somebody and know. Like, have you ever just fell head over heels with somebody?
Mm-mm.
Never?
Yeah.
Not from just looking at their ass. I got to get to know the person. I have to see if there's a chemistry. Not from just looking at somebody. I mean, you might be cute as hell, but I ain't gonna be like, ooh, they so cute, I think I want them to be mine forever. No, like, there has to be a chemistry. They have to have an amazing spirit to connect with me.
Gary, could you ever tell you love somebody just by looking at their ass?
Not the ass, but other parts, man.
Okay, now everybody here loves a good gift, right?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
But how much is too much, especially for kids under 5 or 5 and under? Kim Kardashian, honey, just revealed she bought not one, not two, but a Louis Vuitton purse for her daughters and all of her nieces for Christmas during a trip to Japan.
Yes, Auntie Kim.
Yeah. She bought them in Japan. She didn't pay full price.
She didn't pay tax. She still paid. I just left.
And she probably got a discount because they probably was like, Kim Kardashian on TV, we watch your show. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now, how many of you guys have a big family with lots of nieces and nephews within the same age range?
Me.
So would you buy that same thing for all of them?
If I had unlimited coins like Kim Kardashian, yes.
Right, right.
You know, if you had unlimited coins, but I mean, my niece and nephew, this year I gave them $20 each, so it's like four of them, so I gave them all $20, so they were happy. Yeah, they young.
And how old are these nephews and nieces?
17.
21.
I bet you if you go through their phone, your name is saved on the cheap-ass Gary.
Yeah, cheap-ass uncle. Uncle cheap-ass.
Last year was $50. This year it came to 50, baby. It was under 20. They was happy, honey.
No, but that is one thing. Like, but your grandmother or somebody like that, no matter how old you get.
They eat a $10 bill.
$10, yes. $20, yep. A check even.
Yep.
Yep.
That was in my car.
That was my grandparent.
You know, I'm on a fixed income.
That's right. We used to get a dime, so.
A dime? What was that, in 1912?
You used to be able to buy a whole meal with a dime.
Papa used to give us a dime, honey. I used to be so happy Papa gave us a dime.
No, olden days.
You go to the movies and
get
a Frank.
Here's my number and a dime.
Not a Frank.
Frank Footer.
All right, y'all, honey. Coming up, honey, find out how these cops y'all got down and dirty, baby, on the ground. And we'll tell you more about it after the break. Dish Nation.
We are
already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
What up?
Now, honey, this is a messy, messy mess of a mess. You know what I'm saying? Check this out, Gary.
Oh,
you listen?
Jesus.
Okay. A NYPD sergeant is being investigated for allegedly having a love affair with two other female cops.
Really?
Reports claim a female cop became enraged when she learned her boyfriend allegedly was cheating on her with another female cop who is, get this, married to a man who is also an NYPD officer.
Oh, baby.
What?
I need a diagram.
Yeah,
so
I'm confused too.
Yeah.
Well, when the scorned girlfriend learned about her sergeant boyfriend cheating, she decided to get revenge by exposing his cheating on social media, child. And allegedly, she posted pictures of her boyfriend kissing his married boo. Mm. And the whole ordeal just got so messy that it prompted NYPD to swoop in and strip the cops of their firearms because they didn't know if somebody might shoot somebody.
And they were black too.
But nobody got fired.
And that's why they don't want people like doing that on the job if you work in the same place.
Right.
Now, if she, like, gets put on desk duty, she gonna probably file a lawsuit against the sergeant. Like, right. Oh, he only did that to me because I exposed him.
The girlfriend is the one that's married.
Yes, she's
the
not other girlfriend. So right. there's cop guy, and then there's girlfriend.
Okay.
Then cop guy has other girlfriend who has married. She's married to another guy who's also a cop.
She's black.
Okay, I got you.
Right, she's married.
Yeah,
right, the second girlfriend is married.
Yeah, you can't take kissing selfies with the side chick.
This would be one hell of a Law and Order case.
Dun 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 dun.
I'll be in there like, come on, Mariska.
But this is why they always say you don't eat with your because that's not a good look. You know, you should not date on the job because it's gonna be problems.
Yeah, and is it the same damn precinct?
That's what I want to know. Does the husband work with the initial guy?
And which one is closest to being a detective? Because, like, okay. The work she did on this was phenomenal.
The one that went through his phone, broke his phone, went in it, and found out this information. Okay?
Well,
she need to be FBI agent.
No doubt. All right, well, you know what time it is, y'all?
It's deal time!
And you want to block out all that outside noise? I got the perfect solution for you. The Faz W2 Noise Reduction Earbuds. Now, these wireless earbuds are great for reducing distracting outside noise for crisp, clear sound. And it has an on-ear multifunction button that lets you control a whole bunch of things. You want to control the music? You want to control the microphone? You want to make phone calls? You can do this all without removing your earbuds.
Wow, I could really use these, head crack.
Oh, Brad, you're going to love these. It includes two earbuds, charging cable, and portable charging case. They have built-in ear things that hook onto the earbuds and keeps them securely in place, and it pairs quickly and easily with your mobile device and fully charge in 1 hour for up to 7 hours of playtime.
I mean, now these look expensive, but look at this little trimming, honey. How much are these things?
Usually the Faz W2 Truly Wireless Noise Reduction Bluetooth earbuds will cost you about $100. For you guys, because y'all down with the Dish Nation gang, only $39!
Do that.
Yeah, just go to MorningSave.com and say Dish Nation sent you.
After the break, honey, we might finally know, y'all, guess what?
What?
How many licks it take, honey. Heidi and Frank have the crazy story about a guy and a doorbell. You have to see it to believe it. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, it's time for Dish Gone Viral. A family's doorbell here in California got a good tongue lashing. Oh, yeah, just when you think you've seen it all. A man's tongue was where many fingers have gone before.
Hmm.
It's not what you think, though.
It's not what I'm thinking.
Actually, instead of me trying to explain it, take a look. Thoughts? I mean, As you can see, he was really getting into it. Here's the deal. His name is Robert Daniel Arroyo, and he licked this particular doorbell for 3 hours.
Hey, he was ringing her bell right early. I heard it. I heard it. Does he know the people who live there? Maybe wrong house, wrong address, and he was trying. Because he looked kind of at a camera.
He did, right.
And then he was giving his skill set. So, if anything, I think this is going to get this guy somebody. Some woman out there is going to look him up. Or do you think maybe he was just on drugs?
It might have been an ecstasy thing, right? Where you're just like, yeah.
Or a hallucinogenic of some kind where he doesn't even know. He's like, you know, he's licking her doorbell, but you should see her knockers.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.